Hello, beauties out there. Welcome back to the second season of the Wonder Woman podcast, where we talk wife life, mouth life, and wealth life. It is your host, Jay Frazier. And as always, I love talking to you guys. And I am proud to say that I am a Wonder Woman. Now, this is the last Monday in August, and we are going to end out the mouth series in prayer. As a matter of fact, I think that I'm going to make this like a thing for the WW podcast and ending out our series in a prayer of thanksgiving to God, because prayer is the currency of heaven. So if you run out of other currencies, you can never run out of the currency of prayer. So that's what we're going to do, ladies. We're going to gather together wherever you are, whatever state you are in. We are going to gather together, and we're just going to offer thanksgiving to God for what he has downloaded to us this month in the area of information and revelation and insight and wisdom that we have gotten thus far, and everything else that he has done thus far, and what he's going to continue to do during these few couple of days that we have left of August. So if you are ready to dive into some good old prayer, I want you to gather yourself and just get in a posture of thanksgiving, because we are getting ready to thank the Father, because he alone is worthy of thanks for everything that he has done and that he is doing. So Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for you have been extraordinarily faithful all month long. You are the God who responds to us, for it is your delight to listen to our prayers as we articulate our dependency upon you. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are I am that I am. And it is an honor and a privilege to be loved by you, to be kept by you, to be preserved by you. We are extremely grateful for your unfailing love, for your love and expressive affection is immoderate toward us. You respond to us because you love us. You provide for us because you love us. You heal us because you love us. You open doors because you love us. You manifest impossibility after impossibility because you love us. You, Father, orchestrate divine relationships because you love us. You teach us disciplines and precepts and your ordinances because you love us. Jesus, you died on that cross simply because you love us, and we are extravagantly thankful for your constant, relentless, committed love toward us, Jesus. Your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we should give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of you, God, in Christ Jesus for us. So, sweet Father, as we have graciously made it to the last week of August by your mercy, we choose to declare thanksgiving on this Monday, because who is worthy of thanks but you? Who is worthy of honor but you? Who is worthy of the praise but you? Who is worthy of worship but you, O God? Wonderful Savior, you have bestowed upon us goodness and favor, and favor and provision and insight, and with insight you have bestowed wisdom, and with wisdom foresight. You have given us the information an application to start afresh and anew. And we thank you, Lord, for all you do. You do all things well. It is your pleasure to break cycles of mismanagement, entanglements, ignorance, and cultural obstructive rudiments that have had us bound mentally and behaviorally and relationally. Thank you for the breaking, O God. Thank you for the breaking, O God. You are ushering us into new cycles of management, knowledge, upgrades, liberation, revelation, multiplication, and expansion in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. You know the plans that you have toward us, and they are good and not evil. So we thank you, Lord God. All month long, you have showered us with benefits, and we thank you for that, Father. You have been our shepherd, and we have have received everything that we needed. We may not have gotten everything that we wanted, but by God, we got everything that we needed. And Father, we thank you for that. You have given us winning strategies for promotion and progression. And we thank you, Jesus, for that. You gave us more energy for productivity. And we thank you. We are growing by leaps and bounds. And we render all glory to you, Father. Hey, glory. This month, we pivot to a new place of enthusiasm for the greater that you have in store for us, even with the few days that are left in this month. Father, we believe that you are doing the exceedingly, hallelujah, abundantly above all we could ask or think in our lives. We believe that as we bridle our tongues in wisdom, you are loosing our desires in colossal measures. We believe you have empowered us with tools to advance, tools to succeed, tools to accelerate, tools to maximize, tools to be energized so that we can rise and thrive. Thank you, Lord. We are becoming and evolving into the women that you are calling us to be for this generation and for this time and for this hour and for this season. So, Father, we thank you that you have opened up for us the portals of heaven, and you are pouring out genius. You are pouring out brilliance. You are pouring out wisdom. You are pouring out creativity. You are pouring out boldness. You are pouring out courage. You are giving us bravery to step out into deep waters, to step out into unknown waters, to step out into unknown territory. Father, we thank you that as you enlighten us with new information and revelation and application, we thank you, Father, that we will be able to, by your grace and by your wisdom and by your power, to step out into new realms of success and new realms of influence and new realms of affluence and new realms of prosperity. God, we thank you. We receive it now. We receive it now by faith. For your word declares that there is no good thing that you would withhold from us. So, Father, we thank you that the good that you have in store for your daughters is manifesting in the correct times and in the correct seasons in the name of Jesus. God, we utter thanksgiving to you. We say thank you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, hey, we could not thank you enough for the things that you have done and the things that you are doing and the things that you are getting ready to do. God, we thank you that as we end this month and go into another month, that there are even greater doors. There are even greater insights. There is even greater revelation that you are going to open up and make accessible unto us. Father, we say that we will not take for granted the outpour that you are releasing now. We will not take for granted the revelation and the insight that you are releasing now to set us up on a hill, that we can be that light that cannot be hid, to set us up as beacons, that we can be an example unto others, to set us up, Father, as the light in darkness, as the salt of the earth. God, we thank you that you are even purifying our intention, that as we receive information and revelation and application, our intentions are being purified. So God, we thank you for everything that you are doing here with the WW podcast and its listeners. We thank you that there is just greater. We thank you that there is more. We thank you that there is exceedingly and abundantly, and we receive it now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Well, WW listeners, I am stirred at this very moment. You know, this is what we do every Monday, and this is what we are going to do every last episode of every season. We're going to end it out in prayer, and we are going to thank the God of the universe for what he is doing, what he has done, and what he is going to do. Thanksgiving is the breeding ground for miracles. It is the breeding ground for an encore. So if God did it once, before, that means he'll do it again. That's what Thanksgiving opens up. It opens up the encore in your life. So, hey, share this with five other wonder women that just will be ministered to by this prayer. Share this with them. Comment, subscribe to the Wonder Woman podcast. Until next time, see you later.